All right, we're still loading a couple of people in. I'm going to start in just 1 second. Hello. Wow. Grozierkin? Grozierkin? Penguin. So, like, as you know, I've had some really unfun stuff happen in my life lately. And, like, the thing about doing a Twitch stream is you have to be entertaining. And I just don't really feel that entertaining. I'm going to start pretty soon. I'm feeling better. But, if you want, like, a good Twitch stream involves you making people have fun, and that's just part of it. Although I will say that most Eve streams really lack in that department. I don't know why Eve streamers are so boring, but a lot of them are. It's like watching paint dry. All right, I think we're good to go. So let me put my notes here. There we go. All right, I'm putting a link in here. There's a link in Elysium. So I've been having the thoughts. We're at the 1 year anniversary of our friend Lupo passing away, and then Ballarat Day is on 9/11. And it's been on my mind that we don't really have a good way to memorialize lost people in the Imperium. So we are going to rectify that right now. In a few moments, you will see a fort starting to be dropped on grid, the Wendigo grid. We're going to drop. There it is, like clockwork. If you undock, look straight up. There is a Marginis Fortizar currently anchoring. There is a thread I have linked in Elysium. Fujin, I think the Marginis is sort of the most appropriate. It's the most memorial-looking Fortizar structure. I think it's a great-looking structure, and we're going to edit into the bio the names of anyone in the Imperium that we've lost in real life. So I posted a thread. If you've lost someone and you want them to be remembered, any friends of yours who flew with us at any point, put their name in the thread and we will add it to the structure bio. Friends that have passed away, and you can look at it at any time. We are limited to 1,000 characters by CCP, so we can really only put their names in. But we're gonna do, and yeah, Yosu, I thought about that. I would like to put like non-Eve players in there, but we just don't have enough room with only 1,000 characters. We'll fill it up with we can do their Eve names, Ashade. If you want to put their real name, I suppose that's fine, but I think Eve names are appropriate for an in-game memorial. So that's something we're doing. I linked the thread. Drop the name of your friend, or buddy, or loved one that has passed away, their in-game name, and we will add it to the bio. You can right-click on any structure, and a lot of people don't know this. So, like, if you in one of you right-click, Show Info, and then click the Bio tab. It's probably on traits by default, Bio, and you'll notice that there are actual bios on things in 1DQ. And so, if you didn't know that, you can read them now. I hope we don't have to drop another structure with more names. That means more people are dying, so hopefully we avoid that. But if that's what we need to do, then we can always add another one. I'm happy to throw Marginists at the problem until we have enough space to write everyone's name down. So that's just a nice thing we're going to do, and I'm happy to do it. I've got some money-making stuff for you guys. Gamma wants me to talk about making money. He's going to link posts. Here you go. Making money starts here. PI, market review, PI factory system, and making money. This is like the Wall Street Bets of goons, although you are slightly more guaranteed not to lose your ISK. We need PI. Well, that's a important thing. It's not the most fun to do, but once you get it set up, it's pretty easy. And it's really just repeat income. So if you want to run PI, please run PI. We've got some good news. Now that we are back home, ShiftStack SRP is turned on throughout the galaxy in NullSec, LowSec, and wormholes. So if you go out on your roam, which we want to encourage, you are now authorized to lose your ships and get it for them in NullSec, LowSec, and wormholes. And not in HiSec, Ragnar, because why would you want to go there? But Pochman has its own group, and they have SRP related to Pochman. So join the Poshman group if you want Poshman SRP. It's really that simple. If you want to fill them in out, you can now get wherever the fill them in takes you. So I'm pretty excited about that. I see a lot of you guys checking out the memorial. Thanks for looking. We do have a Poshman group now. They are being very successful. Looks like there might be some pretty good fights going on in there too. It's a good group, group to join if you're looking to make money, but also get some fights. I want to talk to you guys about what to do for content now that we are in a peacetime. FCs are going out on roams. They're going on a filament roams. They're going on gate cams. Please force yourself to join these things. I know some of you like to just hang out and wait for the all caps, we are fighting ping. And if you don't put yourself in space, you don't get to enjoy the content that Eve has to offer. A lot of the most fun content of Eve is just random. It happens, when you don't expect it. So I encourage you guys to get out there, hop on these roams, hop on the fleets that are going out. Don't be like an FC snob and only go with your favorite or 23rd favorite FC. Go with someone you haven't used before. See if you like them. This is the kind of time, it's a great time to do that. And then we have had pretty good uptake on our Alpha Home Defense. Ranger, can you link that thread, please? There we go. Alpha Home Defense, this is a requirement. Everyone needs to make a Alpha Home Defender. It takes about 30 minutes. Once you're done, you're done. And it is for defending 1DQ whenever we deploy away. We want to get up a nice reserve of Ferox and Osprey pilots so that once we have like in our next war deployment, we're easily able to defend our home as well. If you remember from the last war, this was actually a problem for us. They were able to send relatively small groups, force us to jump clone home. That was actually a huge institutional problem for us. We are basically copying initiative on this one. They already have this, and it's very, very useful. All right, guys. So the firesides, I'm keeping them short and sweet, letting you guys know the things you need to know. Right now, the galaxy is in a pretty calm state. The only thing that's going on of major note is what's happening with Brave and Frat, and those have been pretty quiet in the last week or two. Frat has not attacked much. I expect to see some movement on that front as far as these things usually end up with either someone else will deploy or groups will go down there and try to break the logjam and get in on the content. You can expect that that's going to happen, and we'll see what happens regarding that over the coming few weeks.
Did you not have a kill mill delaying gesture?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to shout out these dudes. I actually didn't get a chance to talk to them, but thank you for reminding me. I'm going to put this kill mail in Elysium. This is a guy. He is a tenacious defender of frat space. He has killed me many times when I'm robbing their ESSs. And a group of goons were able to take him out. And I guarantee you, this ship is worth way more, way, way more than this says because he rolls a lot of stuff. I'm guaranteeing this is over at least a 50 bill ship, if not more. Out to the goons. This essentially super kill. Well done, you guys. These are the kind of things that you can have when you go out on these smaller roams. Look, 18 people involved. Like, this is exactly what you can get, but you need to be there. You need to be ready. All right. That is it for the fireside. Thank you guys so much for joining. I hope to see you guys in space. I'm out back doing fleets, and I want to see you guys out there as well. Thank you for coming. If you have something from the memorial, please post it. You guys have a good day.